8:55, 5 before 9 now on the Jim Elliott Show with Ed McNeil and the quite lovely Don O'Day. Hello.
Good morning. Something of interest here. The first correspondence course to achieve widespread distinction was offered in 1891 by Thomas Jefferson Foster of Pennsylvania, owner of the Shenandoah Herald newspaper. Do you know what type of correspondence course he offered his readers?
What year was that again?
In the year 1891. Don't go looking it up.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to think.
I will give you a hint. It's something we might all need in the next few days.
You got me.
It was a course in coal mining.
I'm going to say electricity wasn't really around then, but course in coal mining.
That's right. A course in coal mining.
Could you imagine getting a pickaxe in the mail with postage due?
Could be a problem, I suppose. Washington temperature, 37 degrees, but we have a good weekend on tap. I'll tell you about that in a couple of minutes. In an effort to prevent assaults on teachers and students stealing and drug selling at Suitland High School, teachers and administrators with two-way radios have begun to patrol the hallways. The patrol units, called sweep teams, were prompted by an assault on a teacher 2 weeks ago. The teams roamed the entire school, including parking lots, restrooms, and stairwells, looking for unauthorized people. After the class bell rings, everyone in the hallway must show identification and may be questioned by the sweep team. That's over in Suitland High School. Rescue under the North Sea. Details coming up on WPGC.
All right. March right this way.
You mean walk right this way?
No, sir. I mean march right this way to Orsman Chevrolet.
Gee, that rhymes.
March into Orsman Chevrolet for a red-hot deal and drive out with a Super Chevy value.
Oh, I get it. It's a big march into Orsman during March, right?
Well, you're close. And you may want to run, because there'll never be a better time for you to make a deal on the Chevrolet you've been looking for than right now.
Oh.
When Orsman says they have selection, they mean selection. Over 3,000 brand new cars and trucks in stock and on order. The styles, colors, and all the options to tailor-make your new Chevy into your dream car.
Well, how about my trade-in?
I'm glad you asked. Used car sales are booming, so when you march into Orsman, be ready for a trade-in that'll let you trade up. At Orsman Chevrolet, you always get your way.
I wish I'd said that.
But the big Orsman March of Values isn't going to last forever, so march in soon. Orsman Chevrolet, 4400 Branch Avenue, Marlow Heights, Maryland. Just take the Capitol Beltway to exit 36 North.
The two men trapped aboard a miniature submarine on the bottom of the North Sea have been freed by another mini-sub. The men were rescued this morning, almost exactly 24 hours after the rudder of their 25-foot-long, 11-ton submarine snarled in a tangle of cable yesterday. They were tidying up the seabed 70 miles east of Lerwick at the northeastern tip of the British Isles after 5 years of oil drilling. The men had food and water to last them 8 days. They shut down all emergency lighting to conserve power and to conserve oxygen. They spent most of the time lying down on mattresses. They have now been rescued. U.S. District Court Judge Aubrey Robinson has ordered the 160,000 striking coal miners to end their 94-day walkout against the soft coal industry and return to work. Earlier, President Carter told a nationally broadcast news conference that he had decided to seek the injunction under the Taft-Hartley Act to force resumption of coal production for an 80-day cooling-off period. Carter also disclosed that the president of Somalia has notified him that he intends to withdraw Somali forces from occupied Ethiopian territory. Speaking on the Middle East, the president warned Israel against ignoring a UN resolution requiring it to withdraw from occupied Arab territories. However, Carter said he would not pressure Israeli Prime Minister Begin on that issue when the two leaders meet in Washington next week. WPGC News Time is 8:59. Music, the recording industry of America, now estimates that selling counterfeit records has developed into a $50 million a year business in the U.S. alone. Recall, Ford Motor Company is recalling 1,600 of its 78 Mustang 2s, Pintos, and Bobcats. Nuclear, President Carter this morning signs into law the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Act. It brings the U.S. in line with international treaty proposals for safeguards on the export of nuclear fuel. Some good news for tomorrow, at least. This morning, rain, dreary day, with a high of about 47, cloudy tonight, with a low of about 33, and then tomorrow, sunshine, with a high temperature of about 57 degrees, some forecasts of possibly temperatures as high as 60 degrees by Sunday with continued sunshine. Current Washington temperature 38 at WPGC, AM and FM Morningside at 9 o'clock.